off the top, we got some interesting things going on down at the marina. You know where all the boats be docked at? Down at the marina. Hey, we got Kyle Wallace from Truth to Power in studio, and some strange things is going on, Truth Nation, down at the marina. And I just, you know, when Kyle told me this, I couldn't believe it. It's only a few brothers that's down at the marina that got the boats in the water. We got Kyle Wallace right here. How you doing, Kyle Wallace?
I've been better, T-Lo. You know, this is something that's been stewing with me for a while now, right? It's been something that's been stewing, and I think I'm a little bit triggered from what you just said. There's only a couple brothers down there
right.
at the marina.
It ain't that many brothers. Last time I heard, Latrell Sprewell had to get his boat up out of the marina.
Yeah, they repossessed his boat
right.
up out
that's
the water.
Right, that's what I said. Like, it ain't that many brothers with the boat in the water down there docked at the marina.
It is not. And I know personally as somebody who had his boat down at the water, there weren't a lot of black people down there at the marina. And I even know that. You know, David Crowley even knew it's not a lot of brothers because he was shocked when he found out I had a boat.
Let me tell you something. We have the Truth boating.
Yeah,
we uh-huh. would go out boating because you had a boat docked.
Yep.
Down at the marina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then this has been the last couple years.
Yeah, it has been. I think this is the last. We had it for 3 or 4 years down right. at the marina. We sure have.
And I'll say this. When I heard this, this just shocked me.
Mm.
That they was allowing this type of behavior to go down at the marina.
Yeah, me too, T-Lo. Me too. And the type of behavior is crazy is that, you know, I've been there. Y'all know me. You know, I like to be an upstanding citizen, and I do everything I can to do everything the right way, right? I try to treat people with dignity and respect because I think that's something that you deserve before you show me anything different, right? And for me overall, T-Lo, I was in disbelief with what happened to me at the marina. I had two different incidents where I was faced with racism at the McKinley Marina. And nothing was done about it.
At the McKinley Marina.
At the McKinley Marina in downtown Milwaukee, in Milwaukee County, nothing was done about it. And it was so bad is that they ignored it. And when I say they ignored it, is the director of the Milwaukee County Parks, Guy Smith, refused to have a conversation with me, Tori, after I told them
what
happened.
That's unacceptable.
It's completely unacceptable. Tori, can you believe this? Me and my family, as just like we did, we went to the marina to have a good time to enjoy ourselves. And they have a gas dock at the marina. So me and my family, I got my lady. You know, I got my 70-year-old auntie, my almost 70-year-old mama, my 30-some-year-old cousin, her 3-year-old child, my 40-year-old brother.
The family.
The family.
Family
on,
just,
you know.
Hanging out. At the marina, about to go for a boat ride.
About to go for a boat ride. Doing things that a lot of people love to do and don't have the opportunity to do. We do it. But, you know, I got to go get gas, T-Lo. And I've gone and got gas before. And so I go this day to go get gas from the marina, and I go to try to get gas. And typically, you know what customer service look like, right, T-Lo? Typically, when you have good customer service, you know, they try to help you tie up your boat, right? Because even with you, you know, we dock the boat.
We dock the boat.
I ask for y'all help
we
to dock
always
the boat.
Help dock the boat.
And so typically, they help dock the boat. But then there's this one guy there where I came to try to dock my boat. He sees me coming, and he goes away. So I go, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I got to dock the boat myself. I got my 70-year-old mom and auntie on the boat. They can't
he wouldn't help
me
you, the white man.
He wouldn't. The white man refused to help me.
Now, this guy works at the marina.
Yeah, his name's Marcus. He works at the
so
marina.
So his name is Marcus. He's supposed to help the boaters
as
they come and go.
It's supposed to be full service, Tori.
Full service.
Full
meaning
service.
If y'all need help with the boat,
mm-hmm.
if y'all need gas, stuff like that, he's supposed to assist.
He's supposed to help us tie up the boat. He's supposed to pump the gas. So, you know.
Marcus.
Marcus. So he gets off, you know, he goes away into the little building. He sees me coming. He leaves. So I get up and I just tie my boat up. It is what it is. Maybe he has some work to do. You know, I don't see the evil in people. I see the good. And so, T-Lo, then I tie my own boat. And then he comes back and I say, I'm looking to get some gas. He said, okay. And, Tori, I've gotten gas before, but this was a little interesting is that he had the gas pump and he sat it on the ground. And I
hold
said,
on.
Yeah.
He saw you coming.
Uh-huh.
He set the gas pump on the ground.
He said, you getting gas? I said, yep. He grabbed it and he put it on the ground for me to get. He
what?
Set it on the ground. And I said, I asked to him, Tori, I said, hey, I said, do we have to pump our own gas now? Because I've been to the gas. I done got gas. Now, remember, I've been there 3-4 years. So mm-hmm. I done got gas before.
Right.
They always pump our gas. They say they full service. And so I said, oh, is this a new policy? Do I have to pump my own gas? And he said, yep, it sure is. I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, I picked it up. I'll pump the gas. I don't think nothing
of it. It sounds like Marcus from the Morena got a problem with black people.
It sounds like he got a problem with black people. How? I mean, for me, I'm thinking, okay, he sat it on the ground, which I thought was weird that he sat it on the ground like that, because I felt that was a real disrespectful. But I don't want no problems. I don't want no issues. I'm just trying to get on the boat and have a good time. So I pump my own gas, Tory, and then when it's time to, you know, pull off, typically they help you dock off, they help you undock, and they push you off. He didn't do that this time. I said, huh. Okay, he didn't want to have anything to do with this boat full of black people. I go off and I start leaving, Tory, and when we start leaving, there's another boat that comes behind us, and why don't you know it's a boat full of white men, and guess what this man does?
He did his job.
He ties up their boat, he pumps their gas. And I said, wait a minute. And so my family is upset, because my family at this point, because, you know, again, I got an auntie and a mom who were born in the 1950s. Right. So they grew up, when they were born, they were called Negro. So they grew up during a different time. And so they, at that point, felt like they were being treated. They felt triggered because they felt like they had to deal with racism. See, at first, I didn't think it was racism because I see all the goodness in people. But then once I saw that, I said, well, this is pure racism. This man sat here and he didn't tie up my boat. He didn't pump my gas, but he did it for the white man after me, Tory.
Because that's what he was supposed to do for everybody.
That's what he was supposed to do for everybody. And so my family was so offended that they took a picture. And it just didn't sit right with me, Tory, because to have my mom and my auntie and my brother, especially my mom and my auntie, who, again, were Negroes on their birth certificates and they were born, right, and have grown up basically through a little bit of racism before things got a little bit better, to see them so upset, even to this day my mom is talking to me about this. Almost 8 months later, I'm hurt. I'm hurt because this man was racist towards not only me but my family.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Like, the Morena, many times when you go down there, you don't see a lot of black families.
The McKinley Marina don't have no black families
down
there.
So what I'm saying is, this guy targeted a black family.
He sure did.
Didn't apply the service to the black family that he was supposed to, do his job. But then immediately after y'all were done, another boat showed up with white residents, and he did his job.
Well, only racist. That's what it comes down to, is that this individual treated me with racism, and it didn't make sense to me because I ain't do nothing to that man. And so that's what didn't make sense to me. And so, Tory, I was so torn up about it because, again, I'm in disbelief. My family upset. And you know one thing, when it comes to black women being upset, seeing my mom and seeing my auntie, older black women who are, you know, basically matriarchs of our family, seeing them upset and feeling a certain type of way, that hurt my soul because I felt defenseless. Right, because I felt like I allowed for this man to be racist, not only towards me, but
towards my family. But you wouldn't have been able to judge that because you out at the Morena, which is a county,
Milwaukee County.
It's Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. This ain't the South.
Nope.
This ain't nowhere where people would expect that somebody would be acting racist. This is over just do your service work. You couldn't have never predicted that this guy was going to pull this off.
I couldn't, Tori. So what I did was I said, I got my people together. I said, I'm going to need you to make a call. I need you to call the Marina, and I want to check to see, is that true? Because I have the photo, and I'm like, I saw him. Like, I'm glad my family took the picture of him pumping gas of a white man right after we left. And so I said, I need a phone call because I got to, and I'm not going to use my voice because I can't use my voice because I don't think they're going to treat me right.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get somebody to make a phone call to call the Marina and to ask them whether or not, you know, is that true that we're allowed to pump our own gas, so we have somebody to make a phone call for.
Well, you know what? When we come back, I want to hear this phone call. And I think we got some video of the guy that pumps the gas.
So we have a video of him, but we also have a video of another incident that I had where somebody called us a racial undertone at the Marina.
A black fella, a man
who was friends with the guy.
He was a black fella.
A friend. He said,
"Why is he even bringing color into the conversation?"
I don't know, Tory, but okay. I can tell you this right now: he's the guy that made that comment. Is friends with this Marcus dude.
All right, look. When we come back, Truth Nation, we got some problems down at the Marina. We got some discrimination going down at the Marina. I think the Marina need to come in front of the congregation. You know, it ain't that many black families down there with boats docked at the Marina. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Kyle Wallace in the studio. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace in studio. And it's a bad situation that took place right down there at the Marina. You know where all the boats be at. You know where all the people had their nice boats when y'all go down to the lake. They got all these boats docked. And you know it ain't a lot of black families down there. Y'all, we already know this. This is something that everybody know. Ain't got to be, ain't no guessing. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of stressing right now because Kyle Wallace took his family for a boat ride down at the marina, and all of a sudden, when he went to get service, when he went to get gas, him and his family was harassed by the serviceman who was white. And this is why I say this. When you see something like this, we got to address it right away. We got to address it right away because this is the type of behavior that we cannot accept, especially in the Milwaukee County. This is governed by the Milwaukee County.
It is. We got a black county executive. We got a whole bunch of black people on the board. We got a lot of black people, and you got a county talking about loving diversity, loving equity, and loving inclusion. But this wasn't very inclusive, and the marina is not a very inclusive space.
And so before we went to break, you was talking about how he said it was new rules. When y'all pulled up, he said it was new rules now. He ain't got to do nothing for he wasn't going to do nothing for y'all. Y'all got to do it yourself.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. Basically, when we pulled up, he didn't help me undock my boat, which it is what it is. But then when it came to pumping gas, I thought it was full service. And he told me, nope, we don't do that. We don't do that anymore. We don't do full service. We don't pump people's gas anymore.
That's what he said.
That's what he told me. He said, I guess there was a new set of rules, and I just believe
that he just made up.
That it turns out he just made it up, T-Lo. It turns out he just made it up. So he decided he saw me, he saw a black family, he decided that he didn't want to pump that gas. Racism persists amongst a lot of people, and unfortunately with Milwaukee County, they have people who are racist who work within the county, and they don't give a dang.
But see, you can't do that at work. I don't care how you feel on your job, You don't own the job. You don't own the marina. It's the Milwaukee County. It's a part of the Milwaukee County Park structure.
Yeah.
So you can't bring your stupid, idiotic, racist attitude to work. If you want to do that, go get your own business and do whatever you want to do. But you in a public space denying a black family that has a boat down there, One of the few families that is able to have a boat docked down at the marina.
Yep.
And now you mad because they didn't pulled up for service. Now this is a problem.
It is a problem.
This is a real problem. Now, you said that he said it was new rules, that he ain't supposed to do this and that, but you had somebody make a call.
Yeah, because after
to see what the rules were.
Well, yeah, again, I believe the rules all of 30 seconds until my family pointed out that immediately after we pulled off in the water, my family took photos of the fact that that man docked somebody else's boat and started pumping somebody else's gas. So I said, well, wait a minute now. He just told me that they don't pump gas anymore, but I see him pumping gas for somebody else. So I decided, you know what? We got to call down to the McKinley Marina, and we got to get to the bottom of this. What are the rules? How does this go? Are they supposed to pump gas, or are they not supposed to pump gas? Is it full service, or is it not full service? So I had somebody call down.
All right, we got the record, Tune. We got the record. And if y'all listening, if y'all watch this, we broadcast live. Somebody made a call to the marina to see what the rules were, and we got the audio. If you were listening, if you watch this, we broadcast live. We got video and audio. Let's listen.
Okay, gotcha. So I would never have to pump my own gas then?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
There's somebody that works out there until 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay. Are we allowed to pump our own gas if we would like, or do we have to have somebody do that for us?
Yeah, you have to have somebody do it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Wow.
That's the McKinley Marina right there tell you that you're not allowed to in its full service.
So he basically lied.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to understand why he lied, and I'm trying to understand why why this discrimination was okay to happen, T-Lo. That's the one thing I didn't understand. But I'm not shocked or surprised because I guess it's not the first time that I've had to deal with racism right there at the marina. But it just seems like whenever I bring it to anybody's attention, nobody does anything about it.
I'll say this. This is a sad day when it comes to marina. I go down there and I watch boats in the water, and I'd be like, man, I can't wait to, Black Star getting boats in the water, you know what I mean?
Why would we want to be there, though, Tori?
But listen, what I'm saying is, without knowing this situation,
yeah,
you looking down there like, okay, like this may be a nice thing to expose the community to. It's another side of Milwaukee that we don't get exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, from this conversation, knowing that they treating black families like this, I need somebody to be fired. I need heads to roll.
No, my thing is, I agree with that, T-Lo. I'm just in absolute disbelief and shocked by that man lying to me that way and allowing racism to win. And that's what I feel is the shame in this whole thing that I had to deal with, is that there was no apology. There was no I'm sorry. There's no we're going to deal with this. There was none of that. It was simple saying, oh, that wasn't racism. That wasn't racism. And I said, if that is not racism, what in the hell is that? How can you sit here and have somebody literally tell somebody who is a paying member of the Marina, have somebody who is a paying member to get gas, and basically violate your rules and violate the rules towards a black family, and you do nothing about it, and you say it's not racism? Then what is it?
Let me tell you something. You can't fight racism in the dark. And when you're dealing with white folks that's in association with the discrimination, they're going to do everything in their power to keep the status quo. This sounds like this is the status quo down there.
I would assume
so. This
sounds
like this is how they operate down there. Oh, we can't have no black families down here at the Marina because there's less black families. I say five.
Tory, five might. I'm telling
five
you,
five might be a little too much.
I've been down. I've been down there for a couple years.
I would love to know how many black boats are in the water down at the Marina.
Listen, we've been on the Marina and we don't see a lot.
I'm trying to say five. I'm talking about docked, paying that fee, being there all summer. I'm talking about paying the Marina fees to be down there. I said five. I don't know if it's even five.
It may be high because when we've been down there, we had two different black folks' boats who were next to ours, but they only stayed for 1 year. And what I'm always curious about is why they stayed for 1 year. I'm very curious to know if they experienced something like that as well, where they had to deal with these microaggressions. They had to deal with these racial undertones where they didn't feel like I'm investing all this money only to be treated this way. So that is my thing. I'm curious of what happened to them other black families. But at this point, I now finally see that the Marina is just – They just perpetuate a culture of racism, and they do nothing about it.
Well, we got a black county executive.
Well, I mean, what
you
say?
You talked to David Crowley.
I talked to David Crowley about it, and David Crowley basically, he said—
He should have went down there himself.
Well, David Crowley told—when I told David Crowley
about it— If he the executive, the black executive— And this was going on. He should have made sure. He knows only a few black people down there.
He told me that.
I'm saying, why didn't he go down there? It would only took an hour to figure this out.
Tory, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
I ain't saying nothing because I'm going down there. I'm finna go down there. But what I'm saying is he could have just went, son, one of his staff members. This could have been figured out in an hour.
I agree. I really think it could have been figured out quickly. But
I'd have found missing girls in less time. I'm just saying.
Tory, it's easy to talk. It's harder to walk. It really is. And that's what I'm figuring out is that a lot of people do a lot of talking. A lot of people do a lot of talking.
But a so lot you of actually spoke to him and he heard this story.
I talked to David Crowley. He heard this story. And he basically passed me off to somebody else to deal with it. And what I feel like is this, is that I feel like in government—
I'm going to have to call David myself and see what's going on with this.
In government, they want to stall you out. They want to drag it out as long as possible. They want to just kick the can down the road. Because what they want to do is they want to make you wait as long as possible and wait you out.
All I'm going to say is this. David got it. You know, I ain't trying to – but he is the person over the county parks, over the Marina, and the discrimination is going on. Now, we got some video of one of the dock people, the servicemen. That kind of was involved in this. This is not Marcus. This is somebody else. Who is this?
Now, this is a friend of Marcus who is just another Marina tenant named Tim. Now, Marcus and Tim, the two white races down in Marina who think they can say and do whatever they want towards black people in Marina, basically.
Bums. All right, look, let me tell you this. When we come back, we're going to cut into the pop culture report a little bit. We may still do the pop culture report if we have time today. We got a full show today. We may have to, you know, y'all may have to get the pop culture report tomorrow. But we got one of the servicemen on video, captured on video. Y'all need to hear this. Y'all ain't going to believe this. Y'all ain't going to believe what he said, Truth Nation. Supposed to be servicing black people This got my blood pressure. I might get some high blood pressure, Truth Nation. When we come back, we're going to play the video. Say no more. Let's see the video.
Video's disgusting.
Truth Nation, stay locked in.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we're going to have to skip the pop culture report today because we got a situation down at the marina. And we got Kyle Wallace in studio. He was refused services by the operator, the boat. What do they call him? Attendant?
They call him the boat attendant at the McKinley Marina. He refused to pump my gas and forced me to pump my own gas, despite it being their policy that tenants now are not allowed to pump their own gas and you're supposed to be full service. But he refused to give me service.
Supposed to be full service. Said new rules. It was new rules now.
That only for me.
Yeah, only for you.
Only
you
for the
called. You had somebody call to see what the rules were. They said it's full service.
They said it's full service. She even laughed. The person laughed and giggled at the assertion and the thought that we would pump our own gas.
Wow. So they out there renegading out there. The attendance people out there picking and choosing and spreading discrimination and adding stress to families, to black families.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
Adding stress and anxiety to black families that don't even need it in this world, simply just trying to get gas. Ain't that something?
Man, look, you know, you live your life to do the right thing, and it's always going to be an attendant around doing something extra.
Somebody doing something extra. But,
wow.
You know, when them,
it's okay,
when
though, because that's why we're going
to
talk about it.
Yeah.
This is trash.
I agree.
And so we got another attendant.
So this is another marina.
This is another person that works there.
So this is, he doesn't work there. He has his boat in the slip as well. But according to Marcus, the man who works there said this is his friend. That's what he said. He said this is me. This is my friend.
So this is his friend.
This is his friend.
Does he work there or
he's just another.
He's just hanging out.
He another person at the marina hanging out.
A bum.
I would say so.
Okay,
a
just
piece of trash.
Hanging out.
I'll say that.
Just hanging out at his buddy worked there.
Hanging out at the marina. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you know, all of a sudden y'all pull up.
Yep.
And what happened?
And so we pull up, and we have this man who sits here and says some racial undertone things to me. There was something that he was going back and forth with my people, and then all of a sudden he says some things that were highly offensive, and that, you know, when things got escalated up, he decided he was going to make some racist comments.
Oh, wow. Well, we got some video of this. They was lucky to kind of record some of this, that what was going on. So if you're watching this, we broadcast live. This is Tim. I guess he's associated with the attendant.
Who works for the Milwaukee County. Yep.
Who works for the Milwaukee County. If you watch this as we broadcast live, we got some video. Let's listen.
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black fella.
Black fella. What about black fella?
That's all I said.
Okay.
I didn't
you do
the
know
N-word.
The phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know.
I said black fella.
Okay.
I never said.
And then you say, oh, you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, Tim.
You're smart.
Oh, wow. And you think you're...
Effing smart.
Oh, that's definitely a Jim Crow South right there.
To me,
I felt the Jim Crow on this conversation.
No, that's definitely the thing
wow.
that they say to black people back in the day. And this is a man that is just another marina attendant who's friends with this guy. And this was reported to the McKinley Marina, and they did nothing about it. You know what they told me? They said, we're going to tell him if he does that again, he's going to get in trouble. If he does this again.
This is no tolerance.
No.
They should have had a no tolerance for this type of behavior.
I agree. And what's crazy to me is that I in my life as a black man, I know what racial undertones are. Nobody once said this man called anybody the N-word. You never once hear anybody accuse somebody of saying the N-word. But he took it within himself to say, oh, I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black fella.
Black fella?
I didn't call you an N-word. I called you a black fella.
You think you're a smart black fella, don't you? Y'all think y'all some smart black fellas.
The racial undertones in there.
Wow.
That's straight from Jim Crow South. And when people are talking about black fella, they usually would say the N-word. But that's just a replacement word.
You think you're smart, don't you?
No, again.
Oh, wow.
To try to make you feel inferior, right? Because when they see you being successful,
wow.
when they see black people like that, this is the way that they treat you. This man literally told us, he literally said, I didn't call you the N-word. Nobody ever accused him of saying that, but he said, I called you a black fella. What white person walk around calling random black people they know black fella?
What do color got to do with him servicing y'all doing with him being an attendant and doing his job to service.
I have no idea why that man.
So why did color even come up?
I have no idea why color even came up.
Black fellas.
Also not caught
on. There go them black fellas right there.
Yep, and not on
camera. Here come that boat of black fellas.
Not caught on camera. Wow. I'm saying this is how you Milwaukee people act. This is how you Milwaukee people in Milwaukee County, in the city of Milwaukee, this white man said, this is how you Milwaukee people act.
You know what?
These are all undertones.
Yeah, I think he gave y'all the finger too.
He did give us a finger.
Andrew, you got the picture. Pull that picture up.
He definitely
stuck his middle finger up too as well.
He stuck his middle finger up
as
well.
Oh wow. It's Andrew, hey look, I gotta show y'all the raw what's going down at the marina, because if I hadn't heard it from you, Kyle Wallace, I wouldn't have knew.
And that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't even knew this was going on. And it's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for a while.
And they've been trying to sweep this under the rug.
They've been sweeping it under the rug when they knew this all occurred. They knew I didn't get service at the McKinley Marina, and they knew that was wrong, but they told me, we don't know. We don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know anything? This man literally didn't service me gas. What do you say about this? They gave me no answers. I told them that this happened. I showed them the video. And you know what they said? They said they couldn't corroborate that he did this.
Hold on, you know it's something spiteful, because put the video up where he got the finger, the middle finger. So, somebody look at this. Why is he sticking his middle finger up? Look at this. If it's no malice, if it's just a casual conversation. Look at that. Look, he got the middle finger up. This right here, he should have been banned from coming out there. He should have never, I'm telling you, he should have never got this far with you not having answers to this type of behavior.
I'm trying to understand.
Look at this Truth Nation. Somebody look in the chat. Look at this man. Gave the black family the finger.
I'm trying to understand.
This is not even acceptable.
It's not. This is on a different day. When me and my two of the black dudes are on the boat with two hard working African Americans.
Somebody get David Crawley on the line.
I mean, good luck. Good luck. I mean, I'm serious.
You showed them. Did they get to see this?
We provided the video. We showed them the videos. We showed them all these different things, and they basically said there's. They said this was freedom of speech, Tory Lowe.
This is a group of black people that's out here trying to enjoy themselves.
Freedom of speech.
You paying the fees.
Freedom.
You down there paying. Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen. You down there paying the fees. It's not cheap to be down there. You going to get gas. You going to get service, and you get called a black fella. Oh, you are smart. You one of them smart black fellas, and you get the finger. While you just trying to stop and get service. This is all over them refusing or trying to not serve you properly.
This is all over the fact that people have their feelings about African Americans and have their feelings about black people. And when they feel like they're in a position of power, they're able to utilize that, try to against you. And what to me, the most disappointing part about this whole scenario and this whole story is that when this was reported to black people, the only individual that actually said this is unacceptable was a Jewish man. It was the only person that said, hey, you know what? You can't let racism win. There was only one man, Sheldon Wasserman, who was the county board supervisor of that area. When he was made aware of it, he said, you cannot let racism win. You need to talk to David Crowley. You need to push this. David didn't do too much. He passed it along to somebody else. Guy Smith, who's in charge of Milwaukee County Parks, he refused to talk to me, Tori. He said, if I talk to him, all they're going to do is just, you know, try to blame us for stuff. And I said, no, I'm trying to get to the bottom of why racism is okay.
Look,
but Guy Smith refused to speak with us. Refused
all
to
this
talk
over
to
you just trying to get some gas.
Tori?
It ain't like they out there playing music loud, out there acting unprofessional. This is over y'all just trying to stop while y'all boating to get some service, and all of this happened.
Tori.
That's crazy.
Tori, it is crazy.
Wow.
And I had brought this to attention that I did not get served. I had to pump my own gas. I brought to attention that Kyle Wallace went to go get gas, and after that, he did not serve me. I had to serve myself. And they did not give me any answers. All they told me is that they have freedom of speech, and then they never responded to when I asked why was I not provided with gas. They never once provided anything to me. But when it came to this Tim situation, they said freedom of speech.
They said people have the freedom of speech to basically say you're a black fella. I didn't call you the N-word. A white man saying that to a black man. Freedom of speech to, you know, flip you off with a finger. Freedom of speech to say you think you effing smart. When we all understand in America, when a white man says that, especially y'all see that white man looked like one of them white men from the south side of Milwaukee.
Look, put that picture back up with them sticking the finger up.
Like, not even from Milwaukee.
This right here.
I know he's not from Milwaukee.
If he gave me the finger and I'm trying to get gas, I'm out here with my – trying to embarrass me in front of my – I don't – hey, look, as much as I try to keep it calm,
Tori, the problem –
look at this.
Tori, the problem is that you always – as a black man, you always got to think about how you respond and how you react because right. When situations, as you see in this situation, when they escalate, they always going to be looking to blame you first. And that is the biggest disappointment is that this white man can get away with saying, you know, I didn't call you the N-word, which nobody even said he called you N-word. He can get away with saying you think you effing smart to black men, to three intelligent black men. He can get away with flipping you off. He can get away with all of that and have literally no repercussions for his actions. Mm. And they understand that there's so much power in their skin color. That's why they continue to do stuff like this. They get a slap on the wrist to sit here and tell.
And they work for Milwaukee County.
One of them is a marina attendant at Milwaukee County who gets to come back this year. And I was told that type of action is unacceptable, and we're going to let him know if he does it again. And I said blatantly, I said, if you are telling me that the action was unacceptable, but they get to come back and they get another chance to disrespect another black family, then you're part of the failures. If they allow for racism to be at the Milwaukee County McKinley Marina. They allow for racism to be in the tenants who have their boats there, and they allow for racism for the employees that work there. It all starts with Guy Smith, who is at top of the Milwaukee County Parks. He is the first one that starts for this type of culture where racism can persist not only with the people that work underneath him, but also for the people who are marina tenants. Guy Smith is part of the problem.
Well, look, when we come back, they said that you couldn't even bring your boat back.
Yep.
I want to talk about this when we get back. So now, after all of this, where you tried to just go get gas, you got kicked out.
Yeah.
All right, look, we gotta break this down when we get back. We got Kyle Wallace in studio. We got Jim Crow Marina going on right here in the city of Milwaukee.
County.
They say that Milwaukee and Wisconsin are one of the most segregated states, one of the most segregated cities. But I think that we may switch the word segregation for Jim Crow.
Might as well. Milwaukee County definitely full of Jim Crow at that McKinley Marina.
We got Kyle Wallace in studio. Kyle Wallace from Truth to Power. Situation going on at the marina. And this is a terrible situation to happen to blacks as we try to enjoy our lives in this city. You know, a lot of things go on in the city of Milwaukee.
So often, Tori, you know,
you're trying
crazy
to enjoy your life and then you can't get service, which ultimately led, this situation ultimately led to you not being able to even dock.
Yeah, so
the marina.
We had a situation that led to us not being able to dock. I'll go into details on that when I have more time tomorrow on Truth to Power, where I can provide all the details on that. But Tori, what I find to be absolutely insane and crazy is that you see so many of those stories, right? I saw a video of these black women who were out in the park doing yoga, right? And not minding their own business, and somehow people get mad at them, right? We remember the bird watcher, the black man that was just simply bird watching in the park, and the white woman screamed at him. I was simply just trying to get gas with my family and just trying to be treated like other people, treated like a paying member of the marina, or treated like anybody that's coming to get gas.
Because you weren't even looking for trouble.
You
was out with the family.
You know how you know I wasn't.
And this happened.
You know how you know I wasn't looking for, because these are two separate incidents. And so you know how you know I wasn't looking for trouble is I didn't cause a scene when the man made me pump my own gas. I just took him at his word, Tori. I just took him at his word because for some reason I guess I'm still naive to the fact that despite how hard you work in life, despite whatever you attain in life, is at the end of the day, when there are certain people, white people who have power, right? Power to determine whether they're going to serve people, power to determine what they're going to do, some of them are going to use that power against you. And that's exactly, unfortunately, what happened in this situation, is that this white man named Marcus, who works for the McKinley Marina, made a decision that he was not going to pump my gas that day. He was not going to pump this black man's gas that day. That was a decision that he made. And unfortunately, Milwaukee County basically backed him up by discriminating against me. Milwaukee County said, you know what, that's okay. We're going to allow for that because this employee can still have a job here. And Milwaukee County refuses to tell me why he was allowed.
to not pump my gas that day. Milwaukee County refuses to address the picture that I have. Milwaukee County refuses to address the audio that I have of we have calling in saying, hey, are you guys supposed to pump our gas? Or are we allowed to pump our own gas? And being told, well, no, you're not allowed to pump your own gas. Milwaukee County McKinley Marina is yet to address that. And still to this day, my mother is still mad about this situation that happened to her. I'm still upset about this situation that happened to me. My cousin who had her baby on the boat, her three-year-old son on the boat, is still confused about why this happened, right? Like this does to me, it just doesn't make sense.
You know, Kyle, why they allow for this to happen. I'll tell you this. When you go out to have an outing with your family, and then you go to get gas and you get treated like this, that says a lot to me, because it wasn't like this happened in any other space where people was being loud or things was going on and it was a nuisance going on. Y'all been there for years, never had any issues, never had a problem. And now on the fact that y'all wanted to get service, this is all escalated to where you can't even put your boat back down.
Tori, what's crazy is this, is that what gets me is that after this man refused to pump my gas, he pumped a white man's gas immediately after. He saw my boat in the distance and didn't give a damn about what he did to me, what he told me, what he refused to do. And as soon as that white man came after me, he got down, he pumped his gas, and he did what he was supposed to do. And I haven't gotten a freaking apology from the McKinley Marina yet. The Milwaukee County Parks is yet to apologize for what my family had to go through, and they won't even acknowledge it.
And the one thing about your family, you have an upstanding family.
Master's degrees.
They have contributed
educators, leaders.
In a positive way.
Yeah.
They do a lot of community service. I know for a fact. I've seen this.
Yeah.
I've seen this. So what I'm saying is, if a decent family can't enjoy themselves in the city of Milwaukee at the marina, and they could get treated like this, and now you can't even bring the boat and put it out there because of you tried to try to figure out what was going on with the lack of service. Here we go. Like, this right here is a prime example of where you got a black county executive, you got a black mayor, you got a black police chief, a black sheriff, and nobody could come and say, okay, y'all need to straighten this out. Like, it wouldn't have took David Qualley but 30 minutes to resolve the situation.
But you got
to – all they had to do is go down there, see what the situation was. He's the boss. He's the executive over the county, over the parks.
Sorry.
He could have got and put his name on this and said, hey, look – let me tell you something. Decent black families are not being protected right here in the city of Milwaukee.
They not.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
They not. And one thing that I learned through this situation is just because there's a black face on the front doesn't mean they have all the power. They still have people they have to answer.
I understand that because
that's the biggest thing
I wouldn't exist if they was doing something. So what I'm saying is, this is a phone call. This is over service. I dealt with homicides, murders, kidnappings, everything. Mm-hmm. I just found a girl yesterday before I came into work. What y'all talking about over pumping gas? This is a non-critical situation that was obviously discriminatory.
Yeah.
This is just somebody saying, hey, we not gonna tolerate this type of behavior down there and rectifying it. Over that one phone call could have dissolved the situation.
Tori, I'm telling you, what we found out is that this type of behavior is tolerated. That is the thing that I found out, is that not only is this tolerated by workers to be able to discriminate against people and pick and choose how they want to implement the rules of what the marina are and not be reprimanded for it, also for other people who are paying marina tenants to be able to go and call people blackfellers, to go and say, I didn't call you the N-word. Do you know how offensive it is for a white man to say, I didn't call you the N-word, when he wasn't accused of that? All that says to me is that I think of you as the N-word, but I didn't call you that. I called you a blackfeller, which I have a name. Sir, that's the most respectful thing that you say. You say, sir, what is your name, so I can address you that way. But instead, it called you a blackfeller. That's how you Milwaukee people act. You think you effing smart.
Look, I'm sorry you had to go through this, Kyle.
Tori,
I appreciate
that.
And at the end of the day, you should have been serviced by your higher-ups. They should have attacked this situation, knowing there's only a few black families down there. And this is all over gas, receiving service for gas.
Yeah, this is
the only time you had to make contact with these people.
Listen, Tori,
you didn't have to make contact with these people no other way.
My record is so clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's my whole thing is that I don't understand why I wasn't treated with dignity and decency and respect that day. And what makes it even more painful is that my family had to suffer through it, and nobody ever from the Milwaukee County Marina ever apologized. Nobody from the Milwaukee County Parks Department ever apologized for it. All they did was cover our ass.
Well, hold on. Since Truth Nation involved with this, I want to make sure that I do my due diligence because it's ways.
Well,
I may have to head down there to see what's going on.
Tori, I appreciate it. I'm gonna share more of the story tomorrow on Truth to Power from noon to one as I continue the story tomorrow, Tori. But I appreciate you giving me the time and space.
No. Appreciate you for coming in and telling this because
absolutely.
This is unacceptable.
And it's not easy either because it's very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing that somebody got away with this because I wanted to do it the diplomatic way versus the other way. And look how far that got me. But thank you, Tori.
All right, God bless you.